Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. And with me in the studio today is Dr. Peter Plofchin, who's an assistant professor of astronomy in the Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by, Peter.
Thanks for having me here, Dave.
So, you know, I like to look at things regarding astronomy. I'm very interested in it, even though I'm not a professional astronomer myself. I noticed something recently on the internet where some people were talking about some new signals detected from outside our galaxy, but I wasn't quite sure what was going on with those. Can you tell me a little bit about that stuff that's just been detected?
Yeah, this new phenomenon is called a fast radio burst. It's a burst of radiation at radio wavelengths that lasts only a millisecond, less than a thousandth of a second.
So people are looking for these. Is this something that people would just be saying, hey, you know what I do? I look for fast radio bursts. This goes on all the time then?
Well, the first one was found in 2001. With advances in radio technology, we're able to look at various portions of the sky and look for rapidly changing brightnesses of objects. And so the first one of these rapidly bursting signals was found in 2001. It wasn't expected, but once that first one was found, it became a field unto itself where people look for more of them.
But they're not talking about a lot of them. We're talking about they occur every so often. Is that right?
Well, as it turns out, one radio telescope in Australia happened to be particularly good at finding these fast radio bursts, and other telescopes couldn't find as many as this one in Australia was. And so they started trying to figure out why was this telescope so good at finding these fast radio bursts. And then one day they realized that every time they detected a fast radio burst, someone was using the microwave in the kitchen. And what they were doing was they were opening the microwave door before the microwave beeped. And so for a fraction of a second, the microwave would still be on and that radiation would escape. And our radio telescopes were sensitive enough that the telescopes picked it up as a fast radio burst, but it was from a microwave in a kitchen.
So after correcting for operator error, then we're talking about not a lot of these. Why are they interesting then?
After we knew this one telescope was being caused by the microwave, they got rid of that microwave. But then other telescopes were still able to see these fast radio bursts. And so the question became, where are they coming from? So once we'd found about a dozen of these, we're able to see that they're spread out evenly over the sky. In other words, they weren't confined to the disk of our own Milky Way galaxy. So that told us these fast radio bursts, not only did they last such a short amount of time, they were very energetic because they were coming from faraway galaxies. Once we found a bunch of them, they only happened once until 2015, when we saw one that repeated. And on one night, we saw two radio bursts from the same distant galaxy. And another night, we saw eight of them. So we knew it wasn't a fluke. And this was a galaxy that was about 3 billion light years away, more than 1,000 times the distance to one of our nearest galaxies, the Andromeda Galaxy.
So when you talk about that, you say short time, but yet a lot of energy. So what kinds of physical processes could possibly be at work here?
So because of causality, because these bursts are so short, we know that whatever has to be producing them has to be smaller than about 60 miles across or about 100 kilometers. And that turns out to be something about the size of a neutron star or black hole. So for natural processes, we know something like a neutron star or black hole has to be involved in producing them. But exactly what causes these is a mystery today. And so the goal is to find enough of them to tell us something about what is the physical origins of these bursts of radio light.
So just finding them observationally is not enough. So there must be some people now who are saying, okay, who must be either computational people or conceivably analytical, who are looking at theories behind neutron star interactions, trying to look for some sort of perturbation that would create some kind of radio signal like this. Is that going on also?
Yeah, that's right. There's been some theoretical models saying it could be from the collision of a neutron star with a black hole, or perhaps a neutron star imploding because of it created some dark matter. There's a lot of ideas, and right now we need more data to really understand what is physically producing them.
So, for example, right now you would say it's just the tip of the iceberg, is that right?
Yeah, it's just the tip of the iceberg. All we know is that they're coming from distant galaxies.
Okay, so people are looking for these. Are they following up in, let's say, is there any way to follow up in other wavelength regions by looking at them with another kind of telescope and doing any kind of follow-up work on these?
That's right. These happen so fast that it's difficult to capture a spectrum, how bright it is at different colors. But that would be a good goal, because then the spectrum of the radio emission over that 1 millisecond might tell us a little bit more about what is the physical mechanism behind it.
Well, Peter, thanks very much. It's obviously a very interesting subject, and people are working on it all the time. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison signing off for STEM Spots.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.